This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line is Jillian Canan. Jillian, we are talking about the Mother's Day Market and mimosas at the Richardson Complex happening tomorrow. How are you this morning?
Great. How are you?
I am well. Very fun event. You just heard the weather report. How exciting is that? A beautiful weather coming up for this event.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be wonderful. We're so excited.
And how long have you been doing this event? And has it always been at the Richardson?
No, this is our first time doing our Mother's Day Market and mimosas at the Richardson, but this is the fourth year that we've done a Mother's Day Market.
And, you know, I think about, I mean, everything centers around the economy these days. And what a great event. You get a picturesque part of Buffalo, brilliant architecture, nice open green space. Don't have to spend a lot of money to get mom maybe some kind of exorbitant flower arrangement or a crazy amount of chocolates. How great is that? That maybe just a moment for, don't have to spend a lot. Family can just come out and enjoy themselves.
Yeah, it's a family-friendly event. It's free admission. We do have ticketed things like blooms and bubbly classes where you can come and make a bouquet, or we have mommy and me photo sessions. We've captured it all. Being moms ourselves, we wanted to add all of the things that we look forward to when it comes to Mother's Day, and we've really curated this beautiful market around that.
That's the best way to do it. Get people who know what they want to arrange it all. It's
yes.
It's also pet friendly, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And there's going to be food trucks. What do you have lined up there?
We have Fat Bob's is joining us. We've got Tiny Thigh, Pulaski Pierogi, Money Bag Dumplings, and then we've got Public Espresso and Pretzelo joining us also.
What are you expecting the turnout to be like?
With the weather cooperating, we're expecting it to be incredible. We always receive such a good turnout. We just had our spring market a couple weeks ago, and even with the murky weather, we still had a beautiful turnout. So I think with the sun out and shining, it'll be that much better.
And there's over 50 local vendors as well. What kind of goods will they be selling? And is it strictly Mother's Day themed, or will it be all sorts of craft goods?
Oh, no, we have something for everyone. Kids, dads, we've got Father's Day grab-and-go bags in our Buffalo Collective storefront. And then we have candle vendors, apparel, you name it. Something for everyone.
What's your favorite part of an event like this? Is it just seeing the families get together?
Yes, and just seeing how incredible Buffalo is. The support that we receive when we do these events is just something that absolutely blows me away every single time. Buffalo shows up and they do not disappoint when it comes to supporting local vendors. It's absolutely beautiful.
And tell me a little bit, anything else in the works maybe for with the holiday market? Anything maybe for Father's Day? That's coming up too.
So we're doing a summer solstice event, which will actually be on June 22nd, and that will be our first ever solstice. We've never done this event before, so we are adding that at the Richardson on the 22nd.
And circling back to this, it is such a great location. What went into picking the Richardson Complex? Was it just because of the picturesque environment, or was it something else?
It was a combination of the environment and then also talking with the campus and finding out what their wants and needs are and really revitalizing the Richardson, bringing it back to its original use, which was to bring people back together. We have this beautiful park right back in our neighborhood, and what better way to showcase it than with bringing the market there. Previously, we were at our location on South Park, and we just, you know, kind of outgrew it, and it was in a parking lot, and you can really only make a parking lot as pretty as you can make it. We did our best. And so when we were scouting for different locations, we looked through all the different parks and everything, and this one just really fit the bill for what it was we were looking for and what it is their intentions are.
And what are the arrangements going to be? Is this going to be like a picnic type setting where families can bring maybe a blanket, their own food, or there'll be tables set up?
Yeah, we'll have tables. We've got lots of people that bring strollers and wagons and blankets and just kind of set up anywhere throughout the park. We have food trucks lined up along the roads, and then we have tables and chairs there. But, I mean, the whole park is open, and there's plenty of room for everyone.
And tell me a little bit more about those flower workshops as well, because that strikes me as a little more, the sound of it is a little more entertaining than just going to the grocery store or something and grabbing a bouquet off the shelf.
Yeah, so it's Blooms and Bubbly. You get a drink from our traveling tipsy trailer and then a curated class with one of our instructors. And it's a ticketed event, so you can purchase tickets in advance, and then you come with your mom, and you guys can each build your own beautiful bouquet for Mother's Day.
All right, Jillian, that sounds like a blast. And tell us, what is the time of the event, and what is the exact address, in case folks don't know?
So we are at 444 Forest Avenue, and the event will run from 11 to 5 on Saturday.
All right, Jillian, thank you so much for joining us. Sounds so fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
All right, that is Jillian Canan. She is with the Buffalo Holiday Market, the Mother's Day Market and Mimosas at the Richardson Olmsted campus. That is tomorrow, again, from 11 in the morning to 5 o'clock. If you're looking for something fun to do on Mother's Day weekend without breaking the bank, there you go.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series, where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.